Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for June 18th from 1 Kings chapter 19. Ever wanted to give up? Have you ever uttered something close to Elijah's words, "I've had enough, Lord. Take my life. I'm no better than my ancestors"? I have, more than once. It's a miserable place to be, but I still find myself there occasionally. Maybe it's exhaustion. Maybe it's low blood sugar. Maybe it's the feeling of paranoia from the presence of real and imagined enemies. Maybe it's the feeling that no matter what you do, nothing's going to change. It has been my experience that the downward spiral is interrupted by a few key interventions that we see here in Elijah's story. Rest. Sometimes we get so overwhelmed with our responsibilities and our troubles that we just need the restorative touch that sleep alone brings to us. The ministration of angels, ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation. Hebrews 1:14. I may not be able to readily see angels. I doubt that Elijah did at the moment. He simply heard the voice. But I know when they have been sent. They remind me to keep going in the strength that God supplies. Nourishment. When I'm depressed or anxious, I usually don't want to eat anything. But when I do eat, my emotions calm down. In Elijah's case, he received food from heaven with sufficient nutritional content to fuel him for 40 days. Does that sound familiar? Still, he had to eat and drink and keep going. A fresh encounter with God. Elijah needed to see God as he really is, not the God of thunder and powerful rock-breaking displays of sheer might, but the God who speaks in the midst of the storm and fire quietly, persistently, gently. While God is certainly powerful and able to demolish the opposition when necessary, he is the God of peace. He dwells in peace. God's throne is a haven of peace. In desperate times, we need a revitalized experience of God's amazing person more than anything. And finally, when we understand that God's work is far beyond our sight and in ways we cannot know, then Elijah had to hear that, "I have reserved for myself 7,000 who have not bowed down to Baal." We're never alone, never the only ones left. God is with us. His people are there too. Believe it and keep going. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.